Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
A friend of mine in South Africa shared an interesting situation in which she saw God at work in the details. If we're honest, I wonder how many times we can look back and see the Lord's hand in a certain situation.
Perhaps it may not be as dramatic as what Shirley Corder and her husband experienced, but as you look back, you can definitely see what could have happened had the Lord not been watching over you.
We can thank God in so many instances in our lives, just like the Corders. Shirley says, "My husband and I stood in the shade of a large thorn tree and stared at our steaming car as the fierce African sun beat down. The rubber pipe in the engine couldn't have burst at a worse time." She blamed herself for making an unscheduled stop at the last village just to buy some food items.
Her husband added that the rugged mountain pass ahead was named by the locals as the Road of Death because of the dangerous curves and surfaces caked with grease from heavy vehicles. Thankfully, he was able to ring a friend on his mobile to arrange help from them. And it was only then they realised that if they hadn't made that stop, they would have broken down on that dangerous pass without shelter of any kind.
We actually experienced a similar situation here in Australia with our car. We set off for a friend's place early in the morning, but due to an accident on the road, we can only crawl along in our car, and the freeway looked very much like a parking lot.
After a short visit, we returned to the car, planning to go straight home. The return trip would normally take 20 minutes, not like almost the hour it took to arrive. Anyway, the car would not budge. I rested it a while, but after a few attempts, the engine was completely dead. So there was nothing else to do but call for roadside assistance.
Having to wait for help to arrive frustrated us at first because we needed to be packing our clothes and equipment for a ministry trip out west early the next morning. And then we looked at each other and thanked the Lord. It was far better to have happened here with help close by rather than the mountains we needed to cross over a busy highway. Here we waited with our friend in virtual comfort.
That's right. This was a genuine case of seeing God in the details of our lives. There was no doubt help was planned before we even had time to pray. It isn't so strange because Jesus told us that God knows when the least of small birds fall to the ground. And so we are not to be distressed because we are worth so much more than many sparrows.
Another verse from God's word is this: "Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you." If we spend our lives worrying over this or that thing that might not even happen, then we are not trusting God with our life.
It's satisfying to us when our own children finally learn to trust our decisions. And like that, we also need to develop a strong trust in God and learn to rely on him in whatever situation we may find ourselves. We need to trust in the Lord, who is not only able, but delights to watch over his children. And this includes answering our prayers, those requests he knows that are truly good for us.
You know, George, I believe that many people don't pray because they've tried once or twice in the past and their prayers weren't answered. So they gave up. Yet God, our Heavenly Father, is truly there. He watches over us and hears our prayers.
Prayer is the contact of a living soul with a living God.
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again: www.communicationradio.com. And thank you for listening.